welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 61. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
As usual, we will be discussing the tech news of the day and the week and anything else we want to talk about. Today is the 19th of July. Some of you may note the date that it's prior to the 20th of July, which a certain movie comes out. You may or may not be viewing.
Little Big League.
If you're listening live, you know it's shortly after 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on this Thursday evening. But if you're listening to us via iTunes or our website, it turns out that we do record live on Thursdays at 8. So you can always join us, hang out in the chat room. Pre and post show shenanigans.
Not tonight.
But we have things to do tonight. So yeah. We'll be shutting down right after, probably.
Closing down shop. What movie's coming out?
Brave just came out. Paranorman, I feel like that actually comes out pretty relatively soon.
Is there another Land Before Time?
Yeah, Land Before Time 23.
Ah, nice. Midnight release, too.
That's right.
Boom.
Before there was time of a land.
Nailed it. How about Batman? Dark Knight Rises.
That's true. That comes out tonight.
You think it's going to shatter all kinds of records?
Yeah. Lots of them.
It's going to be crazy.
I'm going to see it 5 times this weekend.
I bet you will not.
I might see it twice. Well, tonight and then maybe this weekend.
I gotcha.
Anyway, if you ever listened to our show before, you know that we just generally talk about whatever we want. But we try to stick to an itinerary of tech news and whatever. So, should we just kick right into it? Or do you have something else you'd like to say?
In the words of Beastie Boys, I say kick it.
Kick it. Microsoft has had a few announcements this week. They've given an official release date for Windows 8, which is October 26th.
Yeah, that's three months away.
Pretty much right on where we guessed. I think we were saying around the end of October. It makes sense. There's speculation that the Windows Phone 8 will obviously be released at the same time. I'm sure they will be.
Yeah, that would make the most logical sense.
They had an event for their Office 2013 lineup. Did you download it?
No, I was going to, but it's been work.
You can get a consumer preview, right, for free right now?
Correct.
I didn't read too much, I'm going to be honest about it, because it's Office, and I don't really know how much they could be changing. I know they're probably aiming to add a lot of touch features.
Yes.
Seeing as how they are going that route. They didn't say anything about an iPad version, though, right?
No.
I think that would have been a lot bigger news.
I think
it would have been bigger news.
I think it would have been bigger, but I think, because they have, right now there's Office for iPad, right?
Nope.
There's not?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
But you can use Google Docs.
Right. I wasn't sure.
And it's compatible with Pages, Numbers, and Keynote, which are Apple's
versions. So my kind of guess is what I think is going to happen is their tablet is really going to be geared towards the corporate market.
Right.
And then it'll be compatible there. So
I still think it'd be silly for them not to release an iOS and an Android version, but
People on Android aren't going to buy it.
They're a software company, though, you know?
People on Android aren't going to buy it, though.
Right.
Google Docs does it all for me.
Well, and really, you don't need it, because you can use Google Docs on iOS as well. And, like I said, Pages, Keynote, Numbers are all compatible with Word. So
right. You
don't really need it either. And in their earnings, they had an earnings call today, the end of their fourth quarter, as weird as that is. Most people ended fourth quarter
fourth.
Right. They had a $492 million loss this quarter, the first quarterly loss ever.
That's crazy. And it sounds like bad news, but really, I mean, there's tons of companies that had their earnings reports this week.
We have another one further down the list that's much worse, but just the fact that it's their first one. I mean, their revenues have been shrinking every year, I think, for the last couple of years anyway.
Correct.
They say there was some acquisition that didn't go through that ended up losing them a lot of money, apparently, that they're blaming it on that. But I think they're slowing down in preparation for Windows 8.
Bless you.
So, not terribly surprising, although $500 million is quite a loss.
Yeah. That's a...
It can't feel good. Google, on the other hand, had their earnings call today as well, and it's quite the opposite story. They had $12.21 billion in revenue.
Not bad, huh?
It's pretty good, bringing in a net income of $2.79 billion. So, you know, quite the opposite story than Microsoft.
Moving on up. I need Fowler here.
Right. Yeah, so just in general, Google's been doing better. But, yeah. But that's, I didn't really, they had their earnings call this afternoon, so I haven't delved too much into any of the details. But in general, that means they're selling a lot of ads, I would guess.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
YouTube announced a new feature this week. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
You are now able to blur faces. They have a tool that allows you to blur any face you want in a video for more
anonymity.
So next time, you know, you do anything foolish and you video record it and someone's watching, you can blur yourself out so your mom doesn't see you on YouTube, you know, drunk out of your mind or something. Not necessarily.
That doesn't
you.
Happen. Maybe Facebook needs to implement something like that.
Maybe they do.
That'd be a lot better.
Maybe they'll be next. Except for you'd be posting it to your own wall and people would... Never mind. Is there any news in your world these days?
I'm going to see Dark Knight tonight. Is that what you're gearing for? Going for?
Well, although that is big news, that is not what I was going for.
Yes. I am a proud owner of a Galaxy 7 or a Nexus 7 from Asus and Google. It's Google's flagship 7-inch tablet. For the people on the live stream right now, they can see how big it is in my hands. It's not, yeah, it's a really, really nice size. yeah, we talked about it before, you know, but it's, I'm slowly getting apps back onto it, or onto it, I should say, not back. Yeah, it's really feels really nice in the hands. I really like the rubber backing on it. The screen rotates as you would imagine it would. Just found my first app that doesn't work, which would be Tiny Chat.
That's to be expected, though, really, in the Android world, because it's a newer device, and so a lot of apps haven't made it. So, I mean, it looks like, just judging by your homepage, the maybe not the majority, but most of the apps you're going to use are native Google apps.
Right. Yeah, probably my two most used ones already would be Currents and Google Drive.
And Google Plus, have you used that too much on there?
Not much yet.
As we talked about last week, Google Plus, when they launched the Nexus 7, they also relaunched, or they made a native tablet app for Google Plus. So
correct,
it looks very nice. I played around with it on Randy's tab last night.
Yeah, it's still up actually.
So,
oops.
Overall, though, Randy seems very happy with his purchase.
Yeah, I've kind of gone a couple ways for it. Like, if you have an existing tablet right now, it's not worth necessarily.
Unless you have a Samsung Galaxy Tab.
Right. Like, if you have an iPad, it's not, you're not going to get a lot of extra features. The one thing that was a good selling point for me was portable. It fits into, even the shorts that I'm wearing now, I tested and it fits in my pocket, you know, so I can carry it around and... but yeah, no, and the price point, $200 is huge.
Sort of $175. I mean, you get $25 to the Play Store, which I know is still going on. They didn't say if there would be a limit on that or if they would do it forever, Right? Are you talking into it now?
Yeah, I guess. And the
we were playing around with the voice earlier.
Yeah, the Google voice is it's extremely quick. So, I mean, I can do just a quick. All right. So, what is the weather like in Nigeria?
You think that's not specific enough? Or do you think it'll know? That's a whole country.
Oh, yeah.
You probably have to pick a city.
What's the weather like in Tokyo?
It's 68 degrees and overcast in Tokyo, Japan. Here's the forecast for the next few days.
So,
it's very, very snappy.
It's super, super quick. Yeah. So, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's funny to think, like, it's 7 inches, so you'd think, well, an iPad's 10, or they say 10, it's really 10.65, I think, officially, but it's funny how close those are, like, how close you'd think those are, but in reality, the screen size is probably about half of what the iPad is, which seems crazy, but it makes the iPad feel giant to me now, like, or that to feel really small, but I also really like the size of it, and like Randy said, it's super portable, and I think that is a huge selling point for a lot of people, too. It feels a lot like the size of the e-readers that are tabs.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, the screen's very, I mean, the colors are very crisp. It's only got a 1.3 megapixel front-facing camera.
But it's basically for video chatting anyway. It's not meant for picture taking.
Yeah, so I was, I'll end up having Skype on here, and yeah, I don't know, I'm very happy with the purchase, and it fits, like, playing games and stuff, awesome bathroom accessory. Just saying.
No, I'm not going to say that I don't often read the news in the bathroom on my iPad, so neither here nor there, really.
It's true. So, yeah, I'm happy purchase, and that the fact that it's Google's flagship tablet, 7-inch. It came with ice cream sandwich, and
which seems weird because I thought it would have shipped with jelly bean, but neither here nor there.
But I plugged it in when I got it right away, and then I turned it on that night, and I was downloading some apps, and it was like 20 minutes later, I had a notice for a system update, and it was jelly bean that came down. So it's going to be getting.
Well,
Android updates for a while.
Yeah, it's nice that it's a Nexus device because you'll get the updates right away.
Yeah. So it makes me happy.
And the fact that they're behind it just makes it all that much better to begin with as opposed to whoever else makes Samsung. I feel like Samsung's the only one that makes Android tablets right now. I don't know. I can't even think of another one.
No, there's a couple others out there, but
Motorola,
they're like super crap, though.
I feel like they just stopped making them. Like, nobody's buying that. I'd hope. It's the first Android tablet I would recommend to anybody, that's for sure.
Wow.
I mean, I would never have before, ever. I would laugh at anyone who had bought them before.
Well, even I've said, you know, I love Google and I love Android, but there hasn't been one that would...
Well, it's because, I mean, the whole reason they had to step into it is because they were all doing shitty jobs.
Yep.
So.
All right. Shall we?
Other big Google/Yahoo news this week is the fact that Marissa Mayer on Monday was named the CEO of Yahoo. She was one of the VPs at Google. She was actually their 20th employee overall. So it's a pretty big deal. She was one of their first engineers. She led search for a long time. She led the Google Doodles department. I know she was involved in Gmail. Like, a lot of their big name products, like, she had her hand in. And I guess, really, when you're at the top, there's really nowhere for her to go up at Google. So, I mean, her leaving makes sense. The fact that she'd leave to go to Yahoo is kind of weird.
It's a good move on her part if she's not looking for, if she's looking for a gamble, an awesome move.
I think that if anyone can do it, I think she has a good chance of turning Yahoo around if it can be done.
Well, it perked Yahoo's stocks
already, right? You know, people are pretty happy about it. they announced today her salary would be close to $60 million after everything, like compensation. Like it's a base of $1 million a year, but you could get a bonus up to $4 million and lots of stock options. And plus, obviously, if she actually does turn her stock around or turn their stock around, her stock options become worth a lot more too. So that's pretty good. It's not like she wasn't probably doing well for herself anyway. I bet she has a pretty good sharehold, being the 20th employee of Google there.
Yeah, I think she has nothing
and to
worry
about. And
she's been
there for 13 years, I believe they said, at Google.
I know it was more than 10.
Which seems pretty crazy. It's funny, there was a video of Michael Arlington and her at La Web in 2010, and he asked her if she would ever run Yahoo, which just was like totally random. They were playing hypothetical questions, like what she would do if she ran Yahoo was the question. And it's just kind of funny now that she's going to. A lot of people are making a big deal out of the fact that she is a woman and she is currently pregnant. But I don't think that.
I feel like that's not something I would like to. I'll steer clear of that.
That whole topic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. but they're saying that she's gonna. It's funny because a lot of people right away were like, please fix Flickr and keep it going, because a lot of people really like it, but Yahoo's kind of left it for dead. And it was like, because there was like an open letter, it was like, dear Marissa Mayer, please fix Flickr, thank you, the internet. And then today on Flickr, last night there was a link that was like, dear internet, we're hiring and we want to, thanks Flickr, and it had like a link to their job site. So
that's awesome.
So hopefully, I mean, I've never used Flickr, have you?
Yep.
I mean, people seem to
I used it probably, gosh, I'm trying to think what year, like honestly,
probably like 2009, even earlier than that.
Yeah, earlier than that. Like
six, around when
seven.
Yahoo bottom, probably.
Yep. and it was very, it was
ahead of its time.
Very.
There was a very good article on Gizmodo a couple months ago about, you know, how Yahoo took it and killed it, basically. Like how they could have been Facebook, basically, like with their sharing and their community. Instead of letting the community take it where they wanted, they did what they wanted and started implementing. First, you had to have a Yahoo account, and then it was just one change after another to make it fit in more.
Mm-hmm.
And it just turned into something else. But they're also hopeful that she will attract top talent again. Like, people are staying away from Yahoo right now because it's kind of a burning ship.
Yep.
But they're hoping that she will reinvigorate and, you know, that.
Yep. No, she has her work cut out for her, and it's a big gamble, but it has a very high, it's very high risk reward.
Right. but I like I said, I think if anyone can do it, that she would be the one, I guess. On a side note, I didn't put in the notes, but we reported last week that Dig had been sold to BetaWorks for $500,000, and how that was sad because that was no money at all.
Yep.
But then later that night, after our show was over, there was another article that popped up saying that they had sold $4 million worth of patents to LinkedIn, including their social.
It's like the voting.
The social voting.
Yeah.
However, whatever patents they held for that. And part of that deal will allow LinkedIn or BetaWorks/DigNow to still license those patents, so they can keep using them, obviously, because they're going to try to keep the site up. For now, at least. And also, we had talked before about how they had sold the engineers to a section of the Washington Post, but the number for that came out as well, and it turned out to be that was about $14 million. So overall, it was more than $500,000. It was closer to $20 million. But seeing as how there was like a $45 million investment, it was still quite a loss.
Yes.
But after six, seven, well, it had to have been 2003 when Dig came. Started?
I don't remember.
Around then?
It would have been, yeah,
so,
it would have been.
So about 10 years, I mean.
They had it, yeah.
You can't win them all, but.
They had a good run.
And a lot of the people that, you know, initially were there are still doing well in other jobs and have created.
I had read an article talking about today. Like where a lot of the people from who worked at Dig, right. like where what they've done now, and there's lots of like solid guys that created their own startups, you know, and have come out of there. So
right,
it was that article that I sent to you.
It was on like, my Facebook. Yep.
Like, you know, even though they lost, they still win.
In losing, they win, yeah.
So,
it was a good article.
It was really good.
There was some negative press also around it, calling Kevin Rose out, but...
Call him out all you want. He's
doing well for himself.
He's, what, 36, 7 now? Somewhere around there? And he's rich as hell. And he's doing what he loves on a daily basis. He could retire right now, no doubt.
Right.
It's hard to hate.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, his comment to the reporter was that on Twitter. He's like, it's funny to read a negative article about what I did with a startup by someone who's never done a tech startup before. Like, just kind of, like, stabbing him back.
But, yeah.
I mean, it's true. I mean... We don't know, and a lot of the writers don't really know.
Well, and a lot of people
involved.
Will never, you know, that's to start something. I mean, it's funny watching some of the, I've been watching some of the old Dig Nations and listening to him talk, like, when they started Dig, and, like, he literally started it from scratch. He had servers in his apartment
right.
running the website, you know.
It's pretty crazy.
So it's like he's, yeah. Oh, well, anyways.
And, I mean, you look at everything that's come from Dig. Facebook and Twitter wouldn't be nearly what they are without that.
A lot. Dig really changed the face of how you interact with...
Social media, really.
You know, so it's hard to hate on a company that did that. So, how about Nokia?
So we were talking about Microsoft losing some money earlier.
Half a billion, nearly.
But Nokia had them beat. Don't worry. They lost $1 billion. their biggest problem, they said, was their sales in the United States were so low. I don't even think they sold 1 million devices last quarter.
Maybe if they would build a good phone again.
There was a lot of high praise for the design of the Lumia 900, was it? The blue phone that came out?
Yep, 900.
But the problem is that nobody trusts Windows Phone right now. Not a lot of people. I would say some people, I guess. Right, Todd. But it's hard to sell phones against the current market. And so that's their loss. But they said they're going to be right away, right out there with, you know, they're looking to come back next quarter or possibly the quarter after, because I bet by October it'll be... even the next quarter, but whenever Windows 8 phones come out, which they don't know yet, but I think they were hinted at the same, like we talked about earlier, the October release. So hopefully, well, I don't really care, actually. I don't know why I said hopefully. It's Nokia. I don't have anything invested in them, right? So maybe they will do better. Do you have anything else you want to say about Nokia? Tell them to hang out in Sweden. Are they from Sweden, right? Sweden?
Nokia?
Sweden?
We'll say Sweden.
Ask your...
I'll ask.
We're going to ask Google.
Where... Wait, what do we want to know?
Where is Nokia based?
Okay, one sec. Let's redo
it. Like, you have to ask your Windows phone that.
Where is Nokia based?
It didn't give you a vocal answer, but no. I bet it brought up its wiki or something.
Yep.
Sweden, I'm pretty sure.
Nokia head office is in Kajalinemi Espoo. Going there right now.
Literally.
Finland.
He's driving Finland?
Yep.
Finland, Sweden. Same thing.
Scandinavian.
Yeah.
Same thing, basically.
They're all the same people.
They talk the same.
So, yeah, they're not making good phones. As always, the rumor mill is still a kick-in for the new iPhones.
Rumor mill.
But instead of the rumor of bigger phones, this is kind of the opposite, sort of. There's a rumor that is stating that Apple will be using a thinner screen display.
Yes. And it's supposed to be praised for awesome battery life, apparently.
Yeah, because less power will go to it because it's thinner, and so it won't have to be as suck up as much, and it'll actually help make the phone itself thinner as well. As usual, though, all rumors are just speculation, and we will find out in September. I also saw a rumor that they were going to have an event in August for the iPhone, but I find that hard to believe. Because I think it'll be at the end of September, beginning of October again.
Yeah, they're probably going to do it for your birthday.
Right, like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
That's what I'd do.
Thanks, guys. We talked a while ago about Verizon getting into shared plans. Actually, I think they're already... Are they already out? They're out now, right?
Yes.
So you can share data as well as minutes and texting on when you have multiple smartphones on the same plan. AT&T will also be launching a similar service officially now. I mean, everyone kind of knew it was coming, but that'll be starting in August. They're pretty much comparable to the Verizon plans. Some of them are lower on one, depending on the tiers, on how much data you want. I don't know how anyone could share a gig of data, but that was one of the options. And with Verizon, I know that they eliminated all their other plans, I believe. And you have to have a shared plan now. But with AT&T, I believe that as of right now, they are keeping the other option still. But I was looking at it, and I think I could switch to a shared plan with 6 or 8 gigs, and it'd still actually be cheaper than what I'm paying.
Doing now.
And I think I would get tethering included, which seems crazy to me.
I'm testing how long it's going to take T-Mobile, like, to see if
have
they're going to...
Have you been tethering?
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense because...
I got
with
app.
Your tablet now...
Right.
It doesn't have cellular.
Yep. So there's an app I have that goes around, like, the lock that they have for
right.
it. And it works awesome. It's like, turn it on, boop, boop, connect, and I'm flowing.
Is that how you do it at work, then?
Yep.
Does it work pretty snappy still?
It's not, well, because the connection is bad.
Is your phone a 4G? Like,
it's 4G.
Is T-Mobile have real 4G here?
Yep. Yeah.
Or does it have HSPA Plus?
No, it's actual 4.
It's LTE?
Yep. It's because I pull, I don't remember what my last, I'll do a quick speed test while we're.
And on a side note, Sprint LTE went live in 15 cities yesterday or the day before.
I saw that.
2 days in the last
Bet
2 days.
Bet you one's not Minnesota.
Nope, there are none in Minnesota. They're like 4 in Texas, though.
It's
saying, I don't know why everything always... Maybe in Texas there's just so much room to build towers. I don't know.
Everything's bigger in Texas, Mike.
I get it. And I mean, AT&T is based out of Texas, so I get that. Their headquarters are there. But Sprint, pretty sure they're based out of New York. I don't know. Do you just do a speed test, or are you connected to your network?
No, I'm not on wireless. I just downloaded the...
Do you never have wireless? Do you never connect to your...
Not really. Because I'm connected to the 4G all the time, and it's just as fast.
Do you have unlimited data?
Nope.
You never run into issues with that?
Mm-mm. I have 2 gigs, and then I have 2 gigs at 4G, and then if I hit 2 gigs, it's just capped speed. So T-Mobile doesn't have any...
So it's unlimited, it's just throttled.
Yep. So download, I just pulled 7 megasecond. Upload, I'm at 2.3 meg. That's really slow.
It's pretty fast going up, though.
Because I've had... Yeah, and it was... Well, I've had like, around 20.
I've had better.
Down. Yeah.
That is kind of slow, actually. On a side note of AT&T, they have come out and said that, iOS 6, the second or third beta was released this week, and there's some screenshots hinting that you may have to pay, because one of the features of iOS 6 is that you can use FaceTime over cellular, but one of the screenshots is hinting that on AT&T, at least, you may have to pay to use that service, which is pretty much complete crap, seeing as how you can use Skype or any of Fling, I think, is another one. There's a number of voice chatting options available. But, of course, AT&T said it was too early to discuss pricing for that at this point, meaning that they're going to charge for it. Sprint came out after that, though, and said that they will not be charging for it. So one more reason to join Sprint, I guess. Yeah, it's just a whole nother net neutrality issue. I mean, that they're charging for whatever they want is ridiculous. I mean, if you can use Skype over it for free now, why would they start charging for FaceTime?
Right.
Other than that, it's an easier service that they don't want people to start using, because it would get around minutes, and then they would be using data. Just, you could use data for voice only.
Yep.
But that's AT&T being a big old jerk for you.
It's what they does.
Any other phone news you have? Carriers? I know Verizon had their earnings, but I didn't see them because it was also this afternoon.
The only other earnings one that I had seen was that AMD had posted a loss also, but I didn't catch what the numbers were.
I know that Verizon sold, I did see that they sold just under 3 million, or yeah, 3 million, does that sound right? iPhones, but they did sell more Androids this quarter, Android devices, but with the S3 and all the new HTC phones and the lull before a new iPhone comes out.
Rumor mill, the HTC One S and X Jelly Bean is being worked on.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
According to a carrier in Australia.
Yeah, I can't remember what the name it was.
I don't know what it was. It's some weird Australian word.
Yeah.
Like Foster.
Like
or something.
Kangaroo or
koala bear.
Wallaby or a dingo ate my baby.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. Anyways.
Which is always good news for Andy, seeing as that's all the phone he owns.
Yes, I would like to see this come get the Jelly Bean update. I really?
Google now.
True.
That's really the thing that draws me to Jelly Bean. I mean, obviously, if your phone... Because Project Butter, it's hard to say how much that would actually affect your phone.
Well, that's what I was... Like, when I was telling you, after I had downloaded and installed the update on my Nexus 7, part of me was like, dang it. Like, I should have played around with it a little bit first and then did the update just to see if it was a noticeable difference. But you cannot win them all.
That's a true statement. Yeah, and also we talked last week about Viacom leaving DirecTV right now, and they had also pulled their shows off the internet, but they have now put those back online, although they have still not returned to DirecTV, and AMC has still not returned to Dish, which Breaking Bad... Season 5 came out of Breaking Bad last Sunday, which they streamed live, which was nice of them, since a lot of people couldn't see it because they're not on Dish right now.
Did you watch it then?
No, I'm not that far ahead.
Oh.
But Season 4 was just added to Netflix on that same day. Coincidence? I think not.
I think.
Because Season 5 just started, so Season 4 hadn't been on Netflix yet, because it was the last season that was just on TV. But they put it up there, so now I could catch up and start watching Season 5 as the last season. In random other news, Mad Men got the most Emmy nominations, 17. Well, they tied for another show. And then they're going directly against Breaking Bad, which I think is funny. And also, they noted that, well, Mad Men can break the record. The only show that's ever got, that no show has ever gotten 5 Best Drama Awards before.
That's pretty crazy.
So Mad Men could get it for its fifth year in a row. Or fifth year. I don't know if it's in a row because it took time off. It took a year and a half off, but maybe it still fits.
I was going to give a quick update to... do we have much else?
No, that's all I got.
The only thing I was going to say... So last week we had talked about the Ouya Android gaming system. And I'm a liar. I opted for the tablet. versus the Ouya. So
you could have got two Ouyas.
But they now, last week they had 20 some thousand backers and $3 million. And this right now they have just over 40,000 backers with $5.2 million with 20 days to go still.
20 days to go still? That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. So they have, yeah, so at least 40,000 devices sold right now.
That's pretty good. And clearly we're both about to die from some sort of disease as we're both coughing and sneezing. Yeah. And
freaking mic.
I feel stuffed up, so I feel like I sound really funny right now.
You sound funny anyways.
I apologize for both of our illnesses at this point.
Don't apologize. It's our show. They know where the red X is.
But yeah, that's really all I got.
Yeah, that's all I have too. So,
Dark Knight. I will write a review of The Dark Knight. I don't know if Matt's going to see it or not, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Are you?
Yeah.
I like it.
This weekend at some point.
All right.
Tomorrow.
I'm holding it to you. If it's not done by Sunday, I'm firing you.
All right.
I can do that. Sunday, see what I did there?
Sunday, I'll just be like, it was an awesome movie. 5 stars. Done.
Oh. What site are you reviewing for?
Bleedgeek.com/movies.
No, definitely not our site.
Yeah.
No, because we don't do stars, so I don't know where you're
popcorn
reviewing.
Buckets. I get it. See, he's being funny there.
See what I did there?
Thinks he's funny. Anyway.
So, why don't you follow us? We got a few different places. Tumblr. Bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
That's true.
Crandall.tumblr.com. I'm usually, today I was on a little Zombieland kick. No, yesterday. Today.
I've been avoiding Tumblr, I'm going to be honest, for the last couple days.
Do you follow a lot of people on there? Because there's been nothing on Tumblr about it.
Not enough that I just...
He is referring to a spoiler that was rumored to have been released.
Well, at this point, I know that a lot more people have seen it. Like, I saw Tuesday or Wednesday, Alex Albrecht had tweeted and said, "Hey, I'm going to see The Dark Knight Rises now, so let the hate begin." And then,
that's awesome.
You know, because people are obviously...
Well, there were screeners yesterday for it, so... Yeah.
So that's why...
So, anyways, Facebook. Yeah.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
Twitter. Oh, we'll do Twitter last, because then we can go into ours. It's my first time.
If you want to get a hold of us, you could email us.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or call us.
406-79-GEEKS.
And Twitter.
Twitter.com/BleedGeek, a.k.a. @BleedGeek. You can follow us individually if you'd like on Twitter.
I am @Mike037.
And I am @TheCrandall. You can follow us on Instagram, because you're allowed to just follow people if you want.
Well, you can set it to private, but...
Right. I'm The Crandall.
And I'm @Mike037.
So, if you're interested, Mike doesn't take pictures, really. He just likes
a lot
of people.
There's a couple.
Yeah. What, like 4? Maybe.
Maybe.
So, my phone's over you can there. Creep on us on there. Other than that...
But yeah.
I think that's
our show. As always, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Girl.
I am Randy Orvis.
Have a good night and go see The Dark Knight Rises.
Nexus 7. Get it.